Don't adjust your radio dials. We have two very special senior night interviews here tonight, joined by student coach Carson, definitely not pacing lines. We'll have Riley Van Vark, our student body president, join us in a second. Obviously, Carson, it's been a really fun senior year for you between the Marching Dutch and now this basketball team. I know you really enjoy being here every single day, now through 21 games. What has this season meant to you to help be a leader of this group, especially from the sidelines where you've kind of impacted them in a different way?
Yeah, I mean, I love these girls so much, and I personally love being on the bench. You get to see the game from a different point of view, and you know, I'm always on the iPad doing the numbers, so I see the numbers of the stats, and to see them grow over the last 21 games in turnovers and offensive rebounds allowed has really been amazing.
And there's a distinction. I think most people would call you a manager. I may have slipped up earlier in the year and do that. Why student coach? Why is that so important to you, and why do you think that's an important piece of this roster?
Yeah, so my passion lies in the numbers behind basketball. I mean, I'm going to college to major in statistics and data science. So, and I also love during practice to be out on the court with them, helping them out, sometimes to get on the action a little bit. But I'm not the filling water bottles type, so I more rely on the numbers and helping them out.
And this team has grown so much, especially after the senior class that graduated. How critical was it for this group, your fellow seniors on the court and yourself, to fill some really big shoes over the last couple years and to help get these younger players like Michaela and these sophomores who are really talented to that next level?
Yeah, I was really proud of how the girls showed up. I mean, I always talk about how, like, Maddie Harmon, Jenna Ullman, and Maggie all stepped into great roles, and Kelsey came out there with a stellar defensive year so far. I also have to give props to the sophomores for stepping up to roles that they weren't exactly used to. Going from JV straight to varsity in a year is difficult, and they only had 1 year of development on the JV team. So I'm really proud of them. I think the seniors leading led them to be confident in themselves on the court, so I think that played a major role.
And then, last question for you. Obviously, this team has high hopes and aspirations. You've been a ranked team for most of the season. What are the things you think this team needs to do to finally get over the top and have that chance to play at Wells Fargo?
I'm a numbers person, so I'm going to say keep the turnovers down, get that free throw percentage back up, keep that three-point percentage the way it was today, and allow less offensive rebounds like they did today.
Student coach Carson, definitely not Peyton, although Peyton was in the house tonight. She'll pass the mic on to our student body president and also one of the members of the senior class, Riley Van Vark, R-Y-L-I-E. Riley, good to have you up here. Obviously, you are the vocal leader on the bench of this team, and you get in for a couple minutes, so how exciting and how special has this year been with this group in particular, knowing you've known these girls for a long time?
Yeah, I've played with the girl, these five seniors since I can remember. We have so many photos and memories together, and I just love, like, being their teammate. I may not be in the role that I want to particularly be in, but just, I feel like I've embraced that role, and looking at it from, like, I feel like I'm a parent. I'm just on the bench cheering my kids on, and it makes me happy. It makes me not really think about it. I embrace the role of being a good teammate, and I am such a vocal person, and I am such a loud person, so I just feel like that's what I got to do, and that's what I do, and I don't really mind it.
And similar question when I asked Carson about leadership. There are so many young players, especially with Katie Sheckle injured, and when Jenna was injured, that had to be on the floor. How did you try to be a mentor, knowing that maybe you don't have a lot of varsity playing experience, but you've seen so much, and how did you try to be an anchor for them, especially like in timeouts and huddles and things like that?
With the younger classmen, you just kind of got to remind them more than usually to focus in. Their attention spans aren't really there yet, but they'll get there. So like during some huddles, you'll see them like looking off or laughing with each other, and you just got to be like, hey, you got to focus in. Or if I see something on the bench that happens during the game, I'll turn to them and be like, guys, this is what happens. This is the mistake that was made, and this is what you need to do when you're in this situation. And then when I see them in those game scenarios, like improving the mistakes that I told them to make, I feel like a coach. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys did it. Like, way to go. And I feel very proud of them. They've definitely stepped into the role this year, and I'm very proud of them.
One of the things that you've tried to emphasize as our student body leader and with the student council is service. There was a pretty impressive project that the team got to do just not that long ago with the Care Bags Foundation. Tell me how that was all organized.
So my mom had told me about it, and I was like, oh, I love that idea. I remember Mrs. Foskett. I know what she does. I love it. And I vocalized it to the seniors a couple of times, and we were kind of iffy about it at first, but then we were like, this can help people. This can be a good team bonding experience, since we really haven't had a team bonding experience this year. So we went there. We organized it. I kept emailing Mrs. Foskett back and forth, and we got a date that worked. After we went to breakfast one day, we all went over to the food shelf, and we packaged bags for about 2 hours, and it was the most fun I've had on this team probably all my 4 years of high school. We had freshmen working with seniors, working with sophomores, bonding and laughing with each other and coming together for the greater good, a cause of helping people and the kids in the foster homes making these bags. I heard everyone on the team said that they loved it and they would greatly come back like every weekend and help out with it.
Last question for you. Obviously, big goals for this team. You still want to get to state. You'll be a little bit of an underdog in the postseason, knowing you're going to have to beat a team like a DCG or Norwalk to get there. What's the biggest key in your mind to having a chance to play at state?
I think we just need to stick together. I know that during this team, when we get into high-pressure situations, we kind of turn to shying away from each other and kind of not being selfish, but being, like, skittish with the ball and not really wanting to share the ball. So I know that when we do good things, we work together, and as Forsyth says, we have the dominoes fall. And whenever we move the ball and we be good, and we have to trust in our teammates, because I know when we trust in each other, we do really great things.
Riley, I owe you a Let's Get to Know interview. We'll have a fun one coming up soon. Thank you to Carson Lyons as well. That's Riley Van Bark, our student body president, Carson Lyons, team coach, student coach of the Pella girls basketball team.